Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
You're listening to Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. We're kicking it all off with a show called Django. Susie, tell us, what's it all about?
G'day, Kat. Well, I have something for you, something a little bit different, something we might not have seen before. Django is a new TV series that hits our small screen this week, and it is a Sky exclusive. This show is a reimagining of a 1966 Italian film of the same name. In the Old West, the 1860s to the 1870s, Django finds his way to New Babylon. It's a city where all sorts of castaways are welcome, regardless of what they've done, what they believe, or who they are. So Django has a dark past filled with trauma. His family was murdered years before, but he holds on to this strong belief that his daughter Sarah survived this murderous rampage and has been searching for her ever since, believing that she is in New Babylon.
It's a very dark show. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Where are you running from, stranger?
I'm looking for someone.
How much do you want?
It's our town. It's not for sale.
I'll get it back one way or another.
We will destroy what needs to be destroyed. The land belongs to me.
So this one certainly makes me think of, like you say, the Old West or the Wild Wild West. There are horses, there are Stetson hats, but I couldn't really be further from the truth in terms of how it was actually made and where it was made.
Absolutely. It's going to be quite shocking to hear all of this. So it is an English language TV show, but it is European made with a diverse cast, with the Italian side of Sky bringing the show to its beginnings, and Canal Plus, the French TV channel, also playing a big part in getting it to our screens. The main cast is from Belgium, from the UK, from Germany, and from Sweden, and filming took place in Romania. So not really the Wild Wild West.
But my goodness, did they make a good Wild Wild West film?
Yeah, so these days we have superhero movies. That's all the rage these days. But in the 50s and 60s, it was old Western cowboy movies that were being churned out. Films such as The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, The Magnificent Seven. You've all heard of all of those, and they're definitely considered excellent films and must-see. TV shows like Stagecoach West and Wrangler, they helped spur on this love for the genre. And the genre was actually hugely popular in the silent era of films, and then again in the late 20s, and then made the resurgence in the 50s and 60s. That's the stuff we usually know about. But it wasn't until Mel Brooks made a comedy about Westerns that the genre kind of fell out of favor. And then since then, a Western has not topped the box office ever since. So Blazing Saddles was the killer of Western films. And, you know, that doesn't mean that we can't give them another go these days. We've got more modern takes such as True Grit, Django Unchained, and Westworld. They're all stuff that has kind of been based in that Wild West themed genre area.
That was what I was thinking as well. It made me think of Django Unchained, this one being called Django and spelt exactly the same way. I wondered whether there was any link in the story, but it seems not.
Yeah, not at all connected in any way, but similar visuals.
But Django, it's on Sky Show and you can catch that this week. Let's move on, take a look at Steve Carell in a TV series rather than a film. I'm shocked.
Yeah, so this is The Patient and it's out now on Disney Plus. You can catch all 10 episodes right now. So Alan is a therapist that's played by Steve Carell. He is taken prisoner by his patient Sam, played by Domhnall Gleeson, who seeks to put an end to his murderous urges. So Sam has murdered many men in fits of rage brought on what he perceives as slights against him. He really wishes to bring these urges to an end. And so what would you do if you want to stop murdering? You kidnap your therapist.
No, dangerous.
Yep, definitely dangerous. So he kidnaps Alan. And he tells Alan that he needs to help him to bring this to an end, all while Alan is chained to the floor.
Terrifying. Let's have a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
What can I help you with, Jean?
I'm not content. I get angry. That's the sort of thing you help people with, right?
Yes.
I want you. I want the expert. I'm not normal. I need to get better.
This one's out now.
Yes, and I really can highly recommend it. I've binge watched it and it was amazing. Amazing actors from both of the main actors. It's got an interesting look at family dynamics and how we deal with traumas in our life. So definitely give this one a watch if you have a chance on Disney Plus now.
That's The Patient, as you say, Disney Plus. We also took a look at Django out on Sky Show this week. Susie, thanks so much for talking us through what we can watch this week on our small screens.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the little screen this week.
Big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.